News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is to establish a trust fund to benefit victims of the Coral Gardens incident of 1963. This is one of four initiatives to be undertaken to make amends for the challenges faced by members of the Rastafari community since the incident.
A trust fund of no less than $10 million will be established for the benefit of survivors of the Coral Gardens incident. And in this regard, I will work alongside the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service and all relevant stakeholders to ensure that the fund is set up properly and with due regard for the needs of those it is meant to benefit.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The other actions include the provision of assistance to the Coral Gardens Benevolent Society to access resources and benefits for its members. The Prime Minister says these measures reflect an acknowledgement of the state's role in the violent incident, as well as its commitment to ensuring such actions are not repeated. The temporary ban on corned beef imports from Brazil has been lifted. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the decision follows tests conducted by the Ministry of Agriculture locally, which found that the items met the acceptable standards. A technical team also visited Brazil from March 29 to April 2 and inspected two facilities, which export most of the corned beef brought into Jamaica. Mr. Samuda says the facilities were found to be in compliance with international quality and safety standards.
As a result, the ban on the imported and sale of corned beef from Brazil has been lifted with immediate effect. That means that all imports en route, all stocks of corned beef that were quarantined, all stocks of corned beef in warehouses, on the wharf or elsewhere, destined for distribution across the country, can now be released for distribution.
The temporary ban was imposed on March 21 following reports from Brazilian authorities that several major meat processors in that country have been selling rotten beef and poultry. The House of Representatives on Wednesday passed two bills paving the way for public sector pension reform. Under the new legislation, civil servants, the police, teachers, and parochial officers will begin making contributory payments towards their pensions as of June 1. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the scheme will begin on a phased basis, with the police, teachers and parochial officers initially contributing 2.5% of their salaries instead of the full 5% stipulated under the new legislation.
All groups will continue to contribute these amounts in 2018 until April 1, 2019. When the total contributions for all groups will increase to 5%. Everyone, by April 2019, will be contributing 5% of their salaries to their pension.
The bills, the Constitution Amendment Established Fund Payment of Pensions Act 2016 and the Pensions Public Service Act 2016, were supported by both sides of the House. And the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, can now carry out its work with greater efficiency following the commissioning of six new 2017 model garbage trucks. The vehicles were handed over on Monday. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the trucks will be used to service sections of rural Jamaica that generate more garbage than the corporate area.
These trucks is a part of our overall fleet of trucks which we expect by the end of September, the National Solid Waste Management Authority would have in its possession in excess of 28 brand new trucks to supplement the fleet.
Trucks will be delivered to Northeastern Parks and Markets, Southern Parks and Markets, and Western Parks and Markets, covering 10 parishes. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone, and help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam. Let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.